Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, the place for everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company. If you love the show, and I know you do, be a pal, tell a friend. Don't make me beg. I hate begging. Don't do that, please. Today, we are chatting with Karen Bickford, my friend from the Cleaning Advantage. And I have very few friends in Boston because it's an awful place. But Karen has been in business for 12 years and has built the Cleaning Advantage to 125 homes, 14 employees in that short time out of lovely Bolton, Massachusetts. If you want to reach out to Karen and tell her what a fantastic, amazing human being she is, and she is, you can get a hold of her at www.thecleaningadvantage.com, www.thecleaningadvantage.com. Karen, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, I'm going to make fun of you right off the bat. Oh, so Cleaning Nation, I got to tell you, this is not a regular guest who I've invited to be on my show, and I have to be professional and act like everything's nice. This is one of my Insider Circle members, one of the very few tight, small, the most intimate group I do. So I know her and love her and feel totally okay with giving her a hard time, making her life miserable, and saying terrible things about her. Is that fair, Karen, before we go forward?
Fair enough, yep.
And of course, she's going to, I told her before the show, because she's really a sweet human being, but hilarious and sometimes with a wicked sense of humor. And I said, so help me, if you try and roll out professional Karen, I will freak out on you. So I'm feeling a little professional Karen, so I'm getting ready. I've got my guns loaded up to come after you, young lady. Just consider yourself warned. You are so kind to put up with me. All right. Before we get into the coaching and the way we're going to do it, because Karen is an Insider Circle member and three times as smart as I am, she's going to do the coaching today. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit about you. Where do you, I'm assuming you live somewhere near Bolton, Massachusetts. Why'd you get into the business? Are you married? Are you single? What's shaken in Karen Bickford's world?
Well, I live in Bolton, Massachusetts, and that's where my business is located. It was started 12 years ago. Mainly, one of the big reasons was at the time I was working in corporate, and I was working 60 hours a week. Now I work 100 hours a week. But at any rate, I needed somebody to help me clean my home. And it was very difficult to find somebody that was, you know, that spoke English or that would show up or, you know, did a good job. So I was constantly on the hunt for a new cleaning person. And then it just got to the point where I was just putting up with whoever I had because I just dreaded the fact of giving out another key to another stranger. So at any rate, there was a time I got tired of, you know, the 60 hours a week. And I said, I'm going to open up my own business. And I was researching businesses to open. I was looking at franchises. So I worked with a franchise coach, and one of the businesses that the franchise coach had brought up was a cleaning company. And I said, are you crazy? A cleaning company? I don't want anything to do with cleaning. And, so after looking at a bunch of different types of businesses, I went back to the cleaning business model because it did, it was very, you know, during the day, no nights, no weekends, which that resonated with me because I was doing nights and weekends at the time. And I did some research, and I researched with all the big companies, Molly Maid, The Maids, Maid Brigade. I was able to interview with all of those different major franchisers. And I said, well, you know what? I think I'm going to buy one. I'm going to buy a franchise. And my husband said, whoa, Nelly, hold on. He said, before, you know, at the time, it was probably at least, you know, $250,000. He said, before you do that, why don't you try it on your own and see how it works out. And if it does work out, then that's good. And if it doesn't, then you can buy a franchise. I said, okay, fine. And what was good is because I had I got a lot of inside information from interviewing all of these, you know, big franchises, that I was able to glean a lot of information and kind of take that information and use it to create my own business and some of the systems and so forth. So that's kind of, you know, how it ended up working out. It did work out, and I'm so thankful today that I didn't do a franchise, because it's, you know, it's expensive. And with all the, you know, the headaches that you have day to day, it's nice that I don't have to pay a royalty on top of the headaches. So so that's basically how it was started.
Karen Bickford, I am licking a stamp as we speak with putting your gold star in the mail. You can put it right on your own forehead when it arrives, because that is the best "how I got into the cleaning industry" story I've had yet. That was solid, young lady.
Yep, that's how it went.
All right. Fantastic. Anything else you want to share about the life and times of Karen Bickford before I start interviewing you and you give us genius coaching on how to run a cleaning business?
Sure. Well, I am married to my lovely husband. We've been married for 16 years, and I have one daughter who is going to be 16 in February, and that keeps me busy with a 16-year-old. And some of our hobbies are, we like to do boating. We have a boat, so we spend a lot of our summer on the boat. Actually, every weekend from probably May into September, we're on our boat. So that's what I do for fun. But I actually even work from the boat as well. I have my computer on board with me at all times.
I'm glad you added that, because all of us non-boat owners started to hate you when you explained. But then when you said you work on it, it's like, okay, we can still be friends.
Yep.
All right. Well, I would love to. First of all, congratulations. And I don't know if I've told you this in private, so I'm going to tell you in public. Congratulations on building, not that 12 years is a short time, but 125 homes, 14 employees. That's, especially without a franchise or you know, starting just kind of figuring out on your own, that's solid. So A, congratulations on that. B, we'll start general. And then, as you say, interesting things, we'll dive into more specific stuff. But what kind of just general words of wisdom do you have to other owners of cleaning companies out there that want to be like Karen?
Well, I just want to make a quick correction. We do that. That's 125 homes per week that we clean. So we have more than 125 customers, clients.
Oh, well said. I tried to cheat you out of a couple dozen clients. My bad.
So, at any rate, it's definitely, it's a business that it's not for the faint of heart. You definitely have to, you know, keep at it. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of ups and downs, if you will. And when it's good, it's very good. And when it's bad, it's outrageous. But you have to, you have to keep with it if that's what you want to do. And, you know, I've spoke to obviously other cleaning company owners across the United States, and even the franchise people that I spoke to 12 years ago or 13 years ago, they told me the biggest challenge in this business is going to be your employees. And at the time I didn't believe that, because I said, well, geez, if you just pay them good and, you know, you know, and treat them well, that shouldn't be a problem. But that's nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah. So, I couldn't agree more. I found, this is one of the few businesses where getting and maintaining a staff and a culture and a team of employees that you can, that know, like, and trust you, and you know, like, and trust them, and you actually, they bring you joy to your life as opposed to pain and suffering, really outstrips even getting customers, which for just about every other business, getting customers is kind of the number one key. And that's probably what you thought when you got in. That would
Absolutely.
Be the trick. Okay, cool. So tell us what you've done, because if you've got a staff of 14 employees, and I'm going to be a little sexist here, I'm guessing predominantly female, that's a lot to manage. I've had employees, and that is a full-time job there. So how did you get to there, and what kind of suggestions do you have to maintain that kind of a team?
Sure. Well, the biggest thing that I did in the beginning, and this is very important, especially for people that first starting out, is you have to really learn how to not work in your business. A lot of people are caught up with just they're out there cleaning, and they're cleaning houses during the day. They're doing estimates at night. You know, handling the phone calls, and you can't scale if you're out cleaning during the day and then trying to run the business. So that would be my first piece of advice, is to not be working, you know, not be out there cleaning. I mean, I did I did clean for a little while only because I wanted to learn how to clean, and in order to train anybody, I would have to understand how, what it takes, or in order for me to bid a home, I'd have to understand how long it's going to take and what goes into it. So I did do a little bit of cleaning for, you know, for probably 6 months. And that was just basically to help me learn how to bid and learn what the process was.
So yeah, that was intentional and planned. Not, I don't have anyone to do it, so I have to do it. Okay, perfect.
Right.
And I think that's a big key. Yeah, and that's one of the nice things that we didn't have to go through together is, you know, a lot of people, that there's that mindset of moving from, I got to be out there cleaning, I got to do this, I'm, you know, thinking that their job is part cleaner, part owner, to no, that's never your job. You got to be all owner and really not cleaner sooner than later. So yeah, I couldn't agree more. So once you've made that shift and mentally, and then in life, you know, you find that you're not doing the cleaning anymore. How do you A, attract the good people, and then B, keep them? And how do you keep the riffraff out? I mean, just whatever wisdom you got, we're listening.
Well, I won't lie. I did. There was a lot of wheel recreating as we went along the past 12 years. And it wasn't until the past probably 3 or 4 years, things have leveled out as far as staffing. You know, and it's mostly because I got better at hiring. I made better hiring decisions, trying not to hire, you know, warm bodies or somebody if they have a pulse, you hire them, which we've all fallen into that trap. So yeah, definitely better hiring decisions. And the other thing is too, I do treat my staff very much like family. They come to me with their personal problems or health issues, and every one of them has a loan out with me. You know, I give them loans, and that's okay. And you know, I don't ever loan them more than what they earn in a week. But to them, you know, a $300 or $400 loan is huge. That's a lot of money. So I think, you know, that's helpful. We do paid holidays. We do paid vacations. So that's kind of a, you know, a nice little bonus. And we just, I try to treat them, you know, as best as I possibly can. You know, the other thing too, is I'm very choosy about my clients. I will not take on clients that are nasty. I've fired clients in the past that have been disrespectful to my staff. They'll let me know and they'll be fired, which, you know, most people don't fire their clients, but that's how important my staff is to me, that I can get new clients any day of the week, but I cannot get good staff. So we make sure that we really, really take care of them.
When I can vouch, I remember you bummed me out for about an hour and a half when we had a call and you told me how some client was just treating you terribly. And yeah. I was shocked at how kind and loving you were. And that person is now out of your life, I hope?
She is. We did her clean, and she tortured me up until the very end. but I have since blocked her number on my phone, so I don't think I'll be hearing from her again.
Well, the key is not that you lost her number. The key is that she lost yours. That's the trick you got to pull off.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I have her. She's blocked. She won't. Unless she wants to reach me any other way, she won't get through to me on the phone. So.
Atta girl. All right. Well, let's see. I'm trying to think. Before we hit the lightning round, tell me just selfishly, I know that you've, you're kind of coming up to the end of the Insider Circle part. What, any big takeaways that you got that you love that I need to just know that that's the good stuff, so to speak?
Definitely the culture and getting a hold of like who your client is. I kind of knew, I, you know, like, in the back of my mind, I know who my clients are, but to really hone it in, you know, as to, well, now I know definitely who they are. They're basically, you know, homeowners that have a couple of kids. They both work. That's one, target. And the other one is the empty nesters. So I didn't really, you know, I kind of had an inkling about who my clients were, but now I have a solid picture of who my ideal client is. So there was that, which I thought was really good. And the whole, you know, the core values, that was something that really, you know, I'm still working on it. As I said to you earlier, I'm having a hard time articulating it. I know what they are. I know how I run my business. I know how I treat people. I know how I want to be treated and what we do and so forth. But, you know, that was definitely an important part of the coaching program.
Well, yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And I want to encourage you and Cleaning Nation on the first piece. What you said is really excellent. Cause I think a lot of people, I'll coach and they'll say, oh yeah, no, I know my client. And I'm like, oh great. Who are they? And they go, well, I only do commercial. Or I only do commercial, you know, at least once a week. That's it. And it's like, well, how do you message or communicate specifically to, that's everybody. Anyone that owns a business that once a week cleaning, that's really not specific. So I love that you're like, and again, this is because you're a little bit of a mature business. So you've got two niches and you've kind of identified it's empty nesters. And those are probably over 50, retired, this kind of income, probably know their demographics in terms of race, age. They're married. They've been married for a long time. And then the second one, I think you said was, two kids at home, not one, not seven. That's really, really helpful. And I think, A, it's so easy to go find those people because you know what they look like and where they gather. And then when you go to communicate with them, you're so far ahead of people that their goal is their target customer is homeowners that have money. Like that, you're just really in a different class. So thank you for sharing that. And then the core values, I just encourage you personally, Karen, they take a while. And the ones that you sent me, I think are a really good start. And they just take tweaking and living them and going, I didn't really mean this exactly. I meant that. And it's a process, but man, when you get it down, especially you, I know you've already got a big start and you've already got a good community. It's just really going to be strong girders for your entire company.
Mm-hmm.
Any other jewels of wisdom you want to drop on Cleaning Nation before we hit the lightning round?
I can't think of anything unless you have a question.
I've got a 300, but I try to commit to keeping these things at 20 minutes. So they're not 3 hour opuses. So I've got 1,000 questions, but I'm going to just move to the lightning round. I'm going to hit you with the three that we give everyone. And I have high hopes that you will give all the good love in here in the next couple minutes. Question one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Probably to read. I do a lot of reading. I like to read and that it helps because I read a lot of self-help and I believe that if you know how to read or if you're a reader, there isn't anything that you can't do. If you can read, you can bake a cake, you can put together a treadmill, you can, there's nothing you can't do if you can read.
All right. Well, now you've gone and earned yourself a bonus, the first ever bonus lightning round question, because I'm a total nerd. I read everything I get my hands on. What is your favorite book, business or non-business?
Well,
this is where you're supposed to say mine, by the way, just throwing that out there. But you know, if you want to screw me, it's fine.
Of course it's up there. Yeah. I think, Think and Grow Rich is one of my favorites.
Solid.
And yeah, Think and Grow Rich. I read a lot of books. I do a lot of I read a lot of real estate books. I read a lot of business books. But yeah, I think Think and Grow Rich and probably Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Those are my two primary favorites.
Had the opportunity to spend some time with Mr. Kiyosaki, and dude is awesome. Love that book. Couldn't agree more. Okay. Thank you for holding hands with me through that little detour. Let's go back to the lightning round. This is my favorite question. I don't think I know this about you, so I'm excited to hear it for myself. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so you can maybe save other of Cleaning Nation out there some of the same headache?
My biggest mistake would be, I would have to say, I call it hiring warm. And that is hiring people just because you need people. And it comes back to bite you every time. I've done it. I probably did it as recently as last year. It's one of those things that, you can't do it. It's like you'd rather not clean a few houses than hire somebody that you know you shouldn't be hiring or somebody that you haven't properly vetted. So that would be, I would have to say, I mean, I've been in business for 12 years and I probably, not 1,200 employees, but a lot of employees. Put it this way, not so much the last couple of years, but I'm sending out at least 50 or 60 W-2s every year. And I only have, usually 14 employees. So, yeah.
Been there, done that. Cleaning Nation, I can't encourage you enough. This is the value of this podcast. You can take the next 5 or 10 years to figure that out the hard way, where you can just trust Karen. And I couldn't endorse what you just said more, that if you're staring in the eyes of another human being across from you and you just know that you know that it's not a good fit, but you desperately need somebody, tell them no thank you. Couldn't agree more, Karen. Well said. Last question. What's the number one most actionable item owners of cleaning companies can put into practice today to most drastically improve their lives and or their businesses?
I would say, educating the public about, today, I hope I'm going in the right place with this, but it seems today that the public just has a very dim view of cleaning companies, whether it be commercial or residential cleaning. They think that, they're all non-English speaking people that, get paid under the table. And it's just, it's not that way anymore. It's actually considered to be a profession. And I think I would love to see all cleaning companies really work on educating the consumer about what it really is all about. It's not a minimum wage paying job, and it's not right to treat the, like the hired help, if you will, because it's more than that. So that would be my one thing that, and I've been working on that for several years now. I feel like that's kind of my crusade, is to educate the consumer that, this really, it's really not any different than, being a painter or a plumber. My husband's a plumber. I mean, he went to school almost as long as it takes to be a doctor, but he also earns as much as almost a doctor makes. But like I said, that would be my advice.
That was so very good. Thank you for sharing that. Couldn't agree more. And thank you for practicing what you preach by being on this podcast and really continuing the education journey. Karen, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your commitment to growth. I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Karen's show notes page and discover everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company, you can do that at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks, and I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.